This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. When members of USF Health Service Corps help their community, they're also helping advance their own skills. The group, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year, is made up of students from across USF Health schools, including the Morsani College of Medicine, the Colleges of Nursing, Pharmacy, and Public Health, and the School of Physical Therapy. Ellen Kent is the Service Corps coordinator.
The beauty is that the students get to volunteer together. They get to learn from each other, from their faculty preceptors, and from the community. They get to see that when they go out there and they're working out there in the community, that they really will be able to learn from each other, and they have to work together.
To mark the recent Mexican Independence Day, the Health Service Corps teamed up with Dade City-based organization Farmworker Self-Help to hold a health fair fiesta. Margarita Romo is the executive director for Farmworker Self-Help.
We serve around 6,000 people a year. We educate, we organize, and we advocate.
The advocacy focused mainly on the Affordable Care Act, as representatives of various medical service providers and government agencies tried to explain what benefits the farm workers might be eligible for.
Well, they really need to know what's what. I think we're all still confused. We don't really know exactly what everybody can get, or if it's good or if it's bad. So we're in the process of bringing educators in to talk to the people exactly what there's out there and what is good for them.
The students, under the supervision of faculty volunteers, provided health care services, blood pressure and vision screening, as well as blood tests and basic health care information. Peggy Batine is a second-year medical school student.
I think it's one of the most important things you can do in healthcare because the major chronic conditions are the conditions that most people are dying of. And if you can just provide some simple education about healthy eating, nutrition to prevent diabetes and all of the concomitant diseases that come along with that, that is huge.
All right. Look at what you got.
At the same time, other students worked with the community's children. Susan Tyler is pursuing her master's degree in public health.
I'm specifically tabling an education section about tobacco and not smoking. We're also doing information sessions on poisoning, safety as far as hand washing, food safety. There's also some information on bicycle safety as well.
By providing this combination of service and information, Ellen Kent says the students also benefit.
Just in the process of coming out here and volunteering, the students learn so much more than they can in just the classroom.
And students like College of Nursing junior Melissa Swartfeger appreciate the opportunity to both learn and serve.
I think it's awesome to be able to see this side of it as well. And being out in the field, we're able to give back to the community. We're able to be with the kids, be with the adults and everything, and teach them, help them, you know, learn more about healthcare.
If you'd like to see video from the Health Fair Fiesta, or for more information about the USF Health Service Corps, visit WUSF.org and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.